Hello, Pastor Deborah here. Hi, it's been a while. We've had some storms. I got sick. I had diverticulitis. Was on antibiotics for 10 or 11 days in the emergency room. I'm just now getting my energy and strength back. And before that, my laptop died. My whole motherboard had to be replaced. And now I had to put everything back, and I'm working with my external drive so I won't lose my pictures and videos. My son, James, is so helpful, and the Geek Squad at Best Buy. Whew. But you know what? Because I do so many videos now, I need a faster computer. I've discovered I need to get one that is very fast in video rendering. So here soon, I'm going to be buying a new computer again. I go through these laptops. I'm very busy on them all day long, opening and closing. This one, I got the power cord draped over the top of my laptop. If I don't, the little plug in the motherboard kind of wiggles, and I go off power. I'm on battery. It's not a good system, so I hope this computer, I don't even know the name of it, changes that. But right now, let's do a word of encouragement for you. We're in the year 2024, and I'm not sure what number this one is. But I'll find out, and I'll put it in the description and in the title. This word of encouragement is going to ask you a question. What happens to you, to your heart, to your mind, your imaginations, through a darkened, ignorant heart that does not know the one true God? That's what I'm going to ask you. It may seem like a strange question, and this background is from Pixabay. It shows us what our darkened heart and imaginations, what goes on in there, lightning and thunder and swirls and a mess. I used to be like that before I got touched, before I came out of the darkness. And you are probably in the darkness, so that's why I'm coming to you. We're going to go to the King James Bible. As you know, I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor, spiritual mother. I work all around the world. I do a lot of ministry to spiritual children. They might be grown adults, crown princesses, kings, queens, politicians, judges, lawyers, business owners. Yeah. I'm a busy person, just sitting at my house. So let's go to Romans 1, 21 through 28. I'm going to read them to you, and you listen, and you ponder, and you think. But first, let's open up with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these precious ones who are listening, that you will speak to them. You will help them see some things about themselves they may not know. And you will bring light to this darkness that's in their heart, that's in their mind, that creates dark images and imaginations of lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Help them to understand what darkness and ignorance is. So be with us, Father, as you fulfill Isaiah 61 and 62. Your heart's desires, your prophetic words for us, for all of humanity. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, let's begin. Verse 21. Romans was written by Paul, the apostle, who was one of the first after Christ Jesus was crucified. He got known when he stood by and held cloaks for the religious leaders who were throwing rocks and killing Timothy, one of the early disciples of Christ. And he had a powerful experience. I've had this kind. Where you're walking along, riding a horse or something in a car, and boom, you get knocked senseless. Paul got knocked to the ground. He was blinded for 3 days. And in those 3 days, God talked to him. And what happened was Paul was not married. He had no children. He was a learned man. He could read and write. Probably spoke Hebrew, and many other languages, and go, so God picked this man, a very bad man, who was killing his own people, the religious people who were following Jesus Christ. Sometimes you might be a gang leader, and God says, I'll use you. You might be a rotten, corrupt politician, or lawyer, or judge, or businessman. God says, I will choose you. You might be a crown prince, a king, a princess. You might be locked up in prison. God says, I choose you. You have something he wants and needs. That's what happened to Paul. So Paul was writing this letter back to the city and the people in Rome that had listened to him and come to believe in this Jesus, this Christ, who died on a cross. Everybody knows that. He's buried in a tomb. Everybody knows that. But not everybody believes he rose out of the tomb. The Roman soldiers, who were never to lie, got paid to lie by the Jewish religious leaders. And they saw him come out of the tomb. They were the first ones. They saw him walk off. They ran to the Jewish religious leaders and told them. They were paid to lie that his followers came and took him. Many people believe that still. Many people still believe he's dead. But he's proven to most of the world he's not. He's still around. He comes and goes in dreams and visions. He speaks. He working. So Paul had been in Rome for a couple years, and he teached and he preached. And then he left and went somewhere else, and he had some issues that he heard about in Rome. So he wrote back to the Romans, to the believers. And that's what we're going to pick up in Romans 1, 21 through 28, to answer our question. What happens to you and your heart, your mind, your imaginations, through a darkened and ignorant heart of this God of Paul? Romans 1:21. Because that when you, they that knew God, which was all humanity at one time, you, they glorified him not as God, neither were you thankful, but became vain, perverted, empty, darkened, ignorant in their imaginations, their images, their ideas, their thoughts, their beliefs, their concepts, their understanding. God became animals, half man, half creatures. They became gods who lived in Olympus, gods who were evil and wicked. We had a lot of imaginations about this God that we lost. We fell from him, and we no longer knew what he really was. He used to walk and talk with us, our great ancestors, Adam and woman in the garden. We weren't afraid of him. He spent time with us. But once we got kicked out of that place for disobedience, we couldn't remember what he looked like or sounded like. So we said all nature, animals, the moon and the stars and the sun were gods. Boy, did we get off. And they, our ancestors and us, our hearts became foolish. And our minds and our soul and our spirits were darkened, became ignorant, and lived in this mess. And we became fearful. Because when you're in darkness, you are fearful. You have storms brewing and lightning and sounds and thunder, fear of dying all the time. Verse 22. This professing, this declaring, this saying,